Jeremy Bradley here, once again joining you live from the American Music Awards red carpet. You can check it out at live.jbonair.com. Live.jbonair.com. This looks like it's in real life joining us. We're live here on the radio. Jeremy Bradley here. Everybody, quick, get your names quickly here for the radio.
Sergio.
Drew.
Michael.
Chance.
Brady, sorry.
Oh, you need to name tags is what you need.
We do.
You guys were on the show Boy Band. I watched that. And we saw some ups and downs and highs and lows on that show. I'm going to ask a question, but all five of you, I don't know how you can answer it. Was going on the show what you expected?
Yeah, I mean, you know, going into it, I was very skeptical. You know, with reality TV, there's a lot of stuff you hear about it, you know, but everyone we worked with was really nice, and they genuinely cared about our well-being, I found, you know, and we came out of that show, and we were very prepared for the life that we're living right now. So I think it was a lot more positive than I thought it was going to be honest.
And we saw a lot of emotional moments. It's life-changing, though. What was that like for you?
Yeah, I mean, I originally wasn't going to do the show, but I decided, you know, it's for a summer. If I make it, then that's amazing. If I don't, then it was fun. So, yeah, I mean, I had a great time. What was the question? I forgot. What was it?
I don't know. What's been the best part of your career after the show now?
Oh, man. Just like, I mean, we're at the AMAs right now. This is already a dream come true. You know, I saw Post Malone, Macklemore just walk by. Like, it's just people I've looked up to my whole life, and just to be in their presence is such a blessing.
Yeah. Got
to
be really cool, because on the other side of us, there's people screaming your name as you're doing interviews here. Yeah. Does it take a while to get used to, or how does that feel?
Well, I mean, honestly, it's actually, like, really cool, and for me, at least, because, like, this is people that generally care about us, and they care about what we release and what we do, and I couldn't be more thankful for them.
Yeah.
So following the show, you guys have music coming out. You guys are going... What's coming up in the next 6 months or year with you guys?
Well, we recently just released our Christmas EP.
You know what I'm going to ask after this, but you know where we're going.
It consists of an original and a cover, and then we're also going to be releasing an EP in February and then a tour in the spring. Yeah, so it's going to be really fun.
Okay, so Christmas is up. We're going to wait to talk a little bit longer. Live.jbonair.com for our coverage of the AMAs. Come on now. Let's say they're for you guys. That's what they're screaming for. Let's be honest. They can't see. But you do guys have... You have the Let's do a quick... I know everybody's having you sing some Christmas music here. What can you do for about 10, 15 seconds for us?
We'll sing a bit of our Christmas cover.
Okay,
go ahead.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Home for Christmas, you can count on me. Count on me, oh please. Have snow and mistletoe.
And presents under the tree.
How many Christmas parties are you guys performing at? Do you get invited to those now?
We've been to a few tree lighting ceremonies. So these Christmas songs definitely open up more doors for us, and we're very thankful for that. Yeah.
Quickly, your website, social media, where everybody can follow you guys.
Yeah, I'm
in real life.
Yeah, everybody check it out. Check us out at In Real Life, and on Facebook, it's at In Real Life Official.
Yeah. And we'll be playing your music on our show, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a good night, guys.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you, everybody. Nice to see you guys. Congratulations on everything. Thank you so much.